Hi. This week the question is, if dead men could speak, what would they say? This is an interesting question. Have you ever wondered if one of your loved ones could come back to life, what would they have to say? What kind of advice would they give? What kind of warnings would they give? What kind of information would they pass on? Well, the Bible records at least three cases of men who spoke even though they were dead. The things that these three dead men said, I believe, are typical of what any dead man would say if he could speak to us today. If we would listen to what they said, we would all learn some lessons that would help us in life. The first case that I bring to your attention is that of King Saul, the king of Israel many years ago. The story is told in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel chapter 28. As the story unfolds, Saul found himself and his army about to go to battle with the Philistines. Saul and his men were greatly outnumbered, and they feared greatly to enter into the battle. Saul prayed to God and asked for help, but God would not answer Saul because he had wickedly forsaken the Lord many years before. Well, since God wasn't speaking to him, Saul decided to take matters into his own hands, and he found a witch. In the city of Endor, he found a witch, and with divine intervention, no doubt, this witch was able to conjure up the spirit of Samuel, the old prophet of God. There stood King Saul face to face with the spirit of Samuel, raised from the dead. Now, what did Samuel have to say to King Saul? Listen carefully. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 18 and 19. "Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel and you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. The Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines." Now here's what a dead man told King Saul. He told him, first, you should have obeyed the Lord in everything he instructed you to do. And second, tomorrow you and your sons will be in this place where I'm at. My friend, I'm convinced that if a dead man could speak today, he would say basically the same thing. All dead men in heaven and in hell would tell us that first, you should obey the Lord in everything. And second, sooner than you think, your life is going to be over and you better be prepared to meet the Lord in judgment. That, my friend, is what a dead man would say if dead men could speak. The next case of a dead man speaking is found in the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 16. Here a rich man died and awoke in hell. Far away he could see all the redeemed saints of God standing on the shores of paradise. And the words of this rich man are recorded for us that we might learn a lesson. In Luke 16, verses 24 through 31, the Bible says, "Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted and you're tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to them, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Now, do you see what this dead man is saying? He's saying, first, hell is real. And second, he never wants to see any of his loved ones again. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a place so horrible that you hope you will never see any of your loved ones again? This story reminds us not only of the reality of hell, but also reminds us of the power of the Scriptures. If men will not listen to the Bible, they would not even be persuaded if a dead man came back to life and spoke to them. Let this weigh heavy on our minds today. Now, the final case of a dead man speaking is that of Abel, the son of Adam and Eve. Abel was murdered by his own brother. He was the first human being ever to die, and yet he is speaking even though he is dead. What is it that he's saying? Listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. The Bible says that Abel, although he's dead, still speaks. Well, what is it that he's saying? He's saying, if you want to be accepted by God, you must worship and serve the Lord in exactly the way the Lord instructed. That's what Abel is saying to us today, if we'll only listen. Abel is saying that you cannot worship God in just any way that you see fit. God has instructed us how to worship Him, how to conduct worship services. And if we do not conduct our worship like heaven directed, we will never be received by God. That's what Abel is saying. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.